SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of iGaming Daily. Today's episode is the long, and I'll emphasise long, overdue second part of our discussion with Optimove CEO, Pini Yakul, as part of our CRM-focused podcast series. Pini, I've said it's been a while. We've both had an illness here and there. Plus, you've been busy as well because you've had Optimove Connect. How have you been since we last spoke, and how was Optimove Connect?
I've been great, James. Thanks for having me again. As always, a pleasure. And yeah, Optimove Connect was in London. I think it's like 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty cool.
Perfect. And what interesting little snippets can you just reveal that was, you know, announced at Optimove Connect?
So it was mostly for us, it was the first time we did it in London. We typically did it in previous years. We did it in Tel Aviv, and we've had like a 4 year break. Well, as an entrepreneur, it's funny, it feels like kind of like a wedding on steroids where, you know, you have to kind of like shake a lot of hands and kind of like thank a lot of people. And ultimately doing it in London was really different, right? So the scale and magnitude, it grew a lot because the last time was 4.5 years ago. So it kind of like grew, the, you know, the attendees were like something like 3x than what we had the other time. Mm-hmm. And we had some, you know, keynote speakers from Google and Forrester. I did a session, which I think is pretty cool, something called The Positioned as Marketers, kind of like how AI would forge the future marketer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, lots like, you know, some drinks and fun, some good fun along the way. So it was really cool, kind of like to connect with clients. It's always super positive, you know, everybody's super happy to get a sense of community.
Yeah, I was good, to be honest. I really wanted to attend Optimove Connect. I was just unavailable at the time. But the fact you've just mentioned, it was like a wedding on steroids. I'm set to get married on the 20th of April. So when I'm shaking everyone's hands, I'm just going to be like, Pini had it so much worse than this. Or so much better, should I say.
Yeah, it's like a business wedding, right? So it's I guess the palette of emotions is a bit different. But yeah.
Yeah, I won't say to my bride-to-be that this is a business wedding. Well, like, so listeners of the first episode will realize that we agreed to do a second episode, a part two, shall we say, because the last episode we accidentally stumbled on something. We never intended it to be this, but with your description, we only got through two topics, but you kind of created a strong educational foundation which actually aids the listeners moving forward in our series, CRM focused series. And like I said, it was a happy accident, but we did have a few things. Well, I had a few things I still wanted to ask. So we agreed to do a part two. We didn't realize how long it would take to actually get this recording underway, but I'm glad we've actually managed to find time. So before we jump into the topic we've just discussed, it's time to mention the support of today's podcast, and that's Optimove. Pini's Optimove, to be precise, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. As a special offer, Optimove are offering first-time clients a free first month when they sign up to Optimove. You listeners can go to www.optimove.com/SBC to take up that offer, and the links will be in the description below. Perfect. So, Pini, first off, let's focus a bit on Optimove, and we're already in April. How are we already in April, actually? Jeez, that's gone fast. Okay, we're already in April. What have you witnessed as a company in the last 12 months? And let's not just focus on the good, let's focus a bit on the bad as well, and kind of lessons that you've learned and like what to improve this year.
Sure. So for the past 12 months, first of all, we all need to kind of like remember that the world is in kind of a recession, or definitely in an economic cool down, right? So if we've had before 15 or 17 years of massive economic growth across the entire Western world, more, you know, post-COVID, the world is still kind of like recuperating from what went down, and This is the business climate altogether. So if you look at the stock markets, you know, valuations of companies, multipliers, all of those things are lower. Obviously, access to capital, people need to pay a lot more to get money. Like, interest rates are completely different than what they used to be. So that's something that happens. And I think in many boardrooms and many organizations, you know, there's a focus for efficiency, focus for optimization, focus on, you know, spending money only on solutions and tools that are actually making money. So this is something that we definitely felt in the past 12 months, in the sense that kind of like, you know, we needed to, and for us, it's pretty easy because our solution is built with a kind of like an ROI machine embedded, right? So you can always see how much money you make due to your work on Optimove and obviously the entire CRM marketing team. So was kind of like put us in a better position, but still the economic climate is tougher. At the same time, the gaming industry continues to grow. New markets are opening up. We're seeing more and more, you know, land-based operations and retail operations moving more and more to digital and online, you know, also accelerated due to COVID. So there's still a lot of growth in gaming, despite the fact that in the world, it's a more of a gloomy climate in that sense. So that's kind of like the macro environment, I would say. And specifically for us, you know, we've had a really good 2023, continuing at that momentum. A lot of new enterprise clients, a lot of product innovation, you know, continuing to kind of like invest in technology and do basically find the best technologies that can advance our solution, continuing to grow our engineering teams, companies getting closer to 500 people. So overall, a very exciting year for us. And we are particularly excited about what's going to come next in the next 2.5 years, something like mm-hmm. that.
Perfect. Then kind of in those last 12 months, probably a bit more recent, you as a company, Optimove, you've released a few tools such as Optimove Text, Optimove X, and Optimove Genie. I won't ask you to go into too much detail about these, but can you just tell us how these products enhance your customers' experience and kind of what was missing within the market when these were launched? How did they enhance that market?
Yeah, for sure. So as a general theme, kind of like Optimove was born like a marketing brain, right? So it would have a lot of data and it would help you, you know, research that data, get smarter about your customers, discover insights, do all of those things. And then you need to action that data. So to action that data, we would help you orchestrate the data, create campaigns, create experiences for customers, experiments, and all of those things would happen. But typically in our foundation, we used to rely on third-party channels to basically run the last mile execution. So to actually send the email or send the SMS or send the push message, we would typically need to rely on third-party vendors, partners, people like that. And our customers kept on asking us to become kind of like an all-in-one, or even more so, you can call it the brain needs to develop muscles, right? So this has been kind of like a major theme of our strategy, is like that brain developing muscle. So we've developed an email product, a native email product. We've acquired a company in Scotland used to do mobile marketing very, very well. So now they're OptiMobile. That very same engineering team had built OptiText, which is essentially a SMS and also WhatsApp, right? WhatsApp mm-hmm. is coming right now. It's coming soon. So it's like conversational messages, which is pretty cool. OptiX was another British company called Graphite. So it's the web experience. So can you also create campaigns that impact the web experience and create a Netflix-style personalization across the web? So that's another acquisition. But all of those things are along the theme of the brain developing muscle. Now, OptiGenie specifically, which you've also mentioned, that is more about AI, right? So leveraging the recent breakthroughs in LLM and ChatGPT. So what you can do today with language. So we have a new kind of like overlaying the product, something that the genie is basically with you inside Optimove, and it would either help you, there's an Ask Me Anything interface, so you can ask a question like, who are my best customers, or which campaigns performed the best last week. Were those campaigns significant? Things like that, right? You can ask questions, and you kind of like have conversational business intelligence. So instead of going into the right dashboard and knowing what you need to do, you can basically just kind of like ask a question. So that's a lot of it. There's some more pieces to it, but that's OptiGenie in a nutshell.
Oh, perfect. And just before we move on, you did mention you opened, you purchased a company. You opened an office in Scotland, correct? Did you
say that? Yeah, in Dundee, yeah. Dundee, Scotland.
Dundee. Perfect. Yeah. Now, every time Scotland comes up in a conversation, I need to ask what location, just because I'm half Scottish. My mum's from Aberdeen, so there's always a glimmer of hope that Aberdeen gets mentioned, but it never does. Dundee's still nice. I like Dundee. Yeah, and for people who don't know Scotland, they'll just think Crocodile Dundee, the film.
No, yeah, that's Australia, I think, right?
Yeah, it's still Australia, but still a Dundee relevance. Whee.
Right.
cool. And you mentioned all these tools being released, and this is how it kind of strengthens and enhances the market and customer experience. But in 2024, what are the biggest mistakes that you still see marketers still doing?
I think it's connected to this to episode one, what we did before, but it's still, I think, there's two main things, right? So one of them is the reliance on the rule based journeys, let's call it like that. So marketers, we think of the world in a centralized fashion. So we believe that if we craft a journey, that if this happens, we'll do that, and that happens, we'll do this, and then this happens. So we're trying to basically create this flow of rules that we invent in our heads, and then we can plot it via rules in any type of a system. Mm-hmm. And then we believe that that's going to yield really good results. Now, while sometimes it does yield some kind of results, you're not really capturing the real behavior of your customers. Because the real way to do it is to think in a decentralized fashion and basically let different treatments compete against one another and let AI take those decisions while the marketer just introduces the different ideas, which is, we covered that a lot in the previous episode. That's one of the biggest mistakes. And the second mistake, I would say, is, and that's related to the notion of position as marketer, is that they're trying to produce campaigns in an assembly line type of a fashion. So doing kind of like one department does the data, and then there's another department that does the studio, and then there's another department that does the analysis, and another department does the operations and the setup within the systems. What happens is, in order to produce one thing, you need to coordinate something between five different professions. By the time you're done, it takes a lot of time, you lose a lot of information, and just the quality of those types of things isn't good enough. So smaller teams that know more and can do more things, namely also because of AI. So if they become more positionless, they can get a lot more done with higher quality and delight their customers.
Perfect. And, we've talked a bit about the last 12 months, what the good and bad for Optimove, what you've released, and kind of the mistakes you're still seeing in the present day. But let's kind of look into our little crystal ball now into the future, and specifically the next 12 months. What do you envisage in the CRM market for the next 12 months? We're talking about current state of play. Let's look at how it could improve in the next 12 months.
Yeah, so I think in the next 12 months, again, a lot of the things that were kind of like mentioned and discussed previously, it's just the ability with better technology and better talent that has experience in doing those things. You're just able to get closer and closer to this holy grail vision of, personalized experience for your customers. And it means, better ideas for campaigns with more data being democratized for marketers, better campaigns ran in real time that respond to specific moments that customers experience, a better personalization on all the channels, and ultimately kind of like journeys that are not linear, right? Journeys that evolve and adapt with AI as the customer change their behaviors. And so things that are not rule-based, which is, again, I would say the thing that we emphasize all the time.
Perfect. Second part, we did say it would be, well, it is going to be a relatively short episode because it's the second part. But Pinny, I felt like we had to do this and I'm glad we did. Thank you for joining us today for a very short second part episode. Well, not very short, 15 minutes. It's still pretty decent. And we'll see you next time because we're going to be talking a bit more. And you mentioned it in one of your questions regarding positionless marketer. We're going to be talking about that a bit more in the next episode and just delving into what that actually is, how we were inspired by it, and, you know, the pros and cons of this platform and other models or ideologies within the CRM market. Until then, Pinny, thank you so much for joining us and can't wait to have you back very soon.
Thank you, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders Magazine. Happy reading.